Trish.
What up, Trish?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? You calling for a second date update?
Yes, I'm calling for the second date update.
Okay, talk to us. Tell us what's going on, baby.
So, I was dating this guy. We actually had been talking since about last Thanksgiving, and we got together in around March. So, our birthdays are days between each other, and I had came up with a gift exchange idea where we get each other gifts for $25 or less. So it could mean something. So came time for us to exchange gifts, and he comes by my house, and he doesn't have anything.
Nothing,
not even a card.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, well, I got you a gift, but it's not here yet. And, y'all, I got him a nice gift. I got him a nice Citizen's watch. And, of course, it's over $25, but I saw something that I thought of him, and I thought he would like it. The under $25 gift was a compass with a poem inside.
Aww.
Yeah. So he's been on social media. Like, I dogged him out because he didn't give me anything, like, a few days later or whatever. And he's been on social media talking about I don't appreciate him and
wait till the story
maybe
before
you don't
start judging
him. Because we don't have a lot of time. Maybe you don't.
Oh my god. Because
guess what? Why couldn't he be a gift to you, his presence? Why couldn't that
child
be a gift?
Child by. Keep going with your story.
See,
girl.
No.
Because is that what it's about? Baby?
Can she finish her story? All right,
go ahead, Mama. Say it. What's going on?
So I just want to know, first of all, I want everybody to know that, no, it's not my fault. I'm not tripping. And second of all, I want to know that he understands why I'm upset.
So
you're upset because you didn't get a gift for your birthday.
Because
I'm upset because I feel unappreciated.
So, yeah.
So are y'all still together?
No, not. I broke up with him.
And he's trying to get back with you?
No, he's not.
You trying to get back with him?
Not necessarily trying to get back with
him,
but
to know your heart is.
If he at least acknowledges, I would be willing.
And what's his name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Okay, right. We gonna call Emmanuel. Remember, you can't say nothing now. You gotta be real quiet.
Okay.
Come on, Negro.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, my sweet Emmanuel.
This is him.
How you doing, man? How your day going so far this morning, brother?
Good. What was this?
Good. This is Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter from the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5.
Good morning, Emmanuel. How you feeling? Good, right?
I'm about to head to work.
Okay, well, listen, we have a segment on the show called Second Date Update, brother.
Okay.
And you're actually on the Second Date Update right now because a young lady called us up and told us that you appeared to be a good guy. She felt like she was a fairly good person to you. And
she said you weren't treating her right.
Okay, well, we're going to just put her name on the table. Are you familiar with the young lady named Trish? Emmanuel.
Oh,
girl,
man.
He hung up the phone.
Trish.
Oh.
Wow. Why do you think he hung up on us, Trish?
Because he's immature and childish. I don't even know why I called y'all.
Do you think do you think he's just over you?
I think he don't want to admit that he was wrong. He's been telling everybody, like, I'm unappreciative. Like, no, I'm mad because you didn't give me a birthday gift.
So is that what he was wrong about? Because he didn't get you a birthday gift?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
You got anybody else you want to holler at? We'll call and let you shoot your shot.
Stop it.
You got another
one? All right, Trish. Well, happy birthday, and we apologize it didn't work out for you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Damn.
Trish 945, who's on the line this morning?
Hey, what's up? This is Emmanuel. I was calling back for that second date update.
What's up, Emmanuel? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. I'm calling back. My bad.
Yeah, we thought you hung up because you didn't want to hear from Trish or did the phone disconnect.
I had to step away for a second because I'm out at work.
Oh, I see.
I can call now.
I see. So can I ask you a question? We were talking to Trish and she told us about the situation where she got you a watch and a compass and all this for your birthday. And apparently you didn't get her anything, not even a card. Can I ask you why?
Well, actually, I took her out. I'm in the military and I had to go away for a while before her birthday. So I took her out. We had a good time. I actually took her out a few times, actually. And when I got back from training, she was pretty much the first person I came back and saw. I didn't see my mother or anything. Quite disappointed that you know, something that didn't work out between us. Now it's been brought to the attention of all of Atlanta, which is cool. Well, actually, I do have something for her, and I was going to give it to her, but at the time, we had already broken up.
Well, okay, let's call her.
Could you hold the line, and we're going to patch her in, because when you hung up, she hung up as well, thinking that you didn't want to speak to her.
Yes.
Hold on real quick for us, Emmanuel.
Okay. I think they actually have a chance of getting back together. I think it's just a misunderstanding. Oh, she answered the phone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Trish.
Hey.
We got a call back, and guess who it was from? Yes, it was from him, and he says that he actually did get you a gift, but before he was even able to give it to you, you guys had already broken up. He said you were the first person that he even thought to come home to. He said you all go out many times.
He said he actually did take you out for your birthday.
Is that true? Did he really take you out for your birthday?
So we went out, but we argued like the whole time there to the point where I was like, I want to go home.
So why did y'all argue? Tell us why you argued.
We were arguing because he got mad at me because of something he thought I said. And I kept telling him, no, I didn't say that.
Well, okay, we're not going to bring that energy back.
Trish, okay. You about to listen. This is not what it's about at this point. At this point, we have who you want on the phone. This is the time for you to try to figure this out.
But now he's heard everything you said, and we don't want to talk you or have you talk yourself into a hole. Emmanuel?
I mean, to be honest, this is like the second time that we've went through this, and we kept bumping heads, and you know, I asked her and said, is this something, a direction that we both need to take this in? And we decided not to take it any further, you know, because we weren't really getting anywhere. I know relationships have their ups and downs and stuff, but, you know, my career, and it just doesn't seem like I'm appreciated on my end for the things that I do, you know, because I do spend a lot of time in a way due to being in the military.
I appreciate you. Like, I feel like that should be apparent by the things that I do.
I mean, yeah. I can't do it. I made a decision, like, man to man, you know, told her like a man. Like, it was just over with.
Wow. You make you look bad, Trish.
Damn, ooh, Trish. Baby. So, Trish, you know, we tried.
Y'all ain't going to get no money.
Atlanta, they would not be getting hooked up with this $100 gift card on behalf of 1-800-INJURE-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. We tried to get it to them. We tried 3-4 times. They just didn't want to take it today. So y'all call us up. Let's talk about the second date update, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. And they just hung up. Streets 945.